Greg Bedard joining us once again. Hey, Greg.
Hey, guys.
Well, tell us, Greg, what you think the Patriots did well in this game tonight. I guess we'll start with the positive.
That'll be quick.
They dropped the banner well. I thought that was good. You know, I thought for the most part until the end of the game, before they became one-dimensional, I thought the protection for Brady was pretty good. You know, but outside of that, I thought they had a tough time with everything. And I thought it was telling, and I tweeted this out early in the game, that, you know, yeah, the Patriots went down the field in the no huddle and they scored early on, but, you know, the Chiefs played good coverage during that. They just made plays, and the Chiefs couldn't get lined up. And if you thought that, you know, if the Chiefs could keep that up at some point, the Patriots, and stay in the game, the Patriots would have a tough time, and that's ultimately what happened.
Greg, how much does you put on Brady tonight?
Not a whole heck of a lot. I mean, Beetle, to me, this was just another case of, you know, a lot of these Patriots losses, you know, against good defenses where, you know, they just couldn't run the ball well enough against coverage. I mean, look, both these teams came out with the same mindset or the same plan on defense. It was, we're going to play coverage, and we're going to worry about that. We're not going to worry about, you know, the run that much because we'll be fine. You know, the Chiefs did a good job against that, mostly because I think the Patriots didn't really block all that well in the running game, and I don't think they ran that well. And, you know, the Chiefs made, you know, plays in the running game. I mean, when a rookie goes out there in Kareem Hunt and rushes 17 times for 148 yards, you know, yeah, he had that big chunk play at the end, but I think that's a problem. I think when the Patriots get into huge trouble against teams that, whether it's the Jets, we've seen it before, especially when they can't stay balanced and they're not hitting on all cylinders in the passing game, they have a really tough time moving the ball at the end of the day.
Greg, were you surprised that Kansas City wasn't that interested in trying to get to Tom Brady early on? There was the three-man rush for a vast majority of the game. I thought that was a little surprising.
Yeah, I was, Steve. I thought that, you know, with, you know, Justin Houston and Dee Ford on either side, that, you know, plus their safeties can get involved in the blitz game. You know, it's sort of, you know, you got to pick your poison. And this is the type of game, and, you know, we talked about it also in their loss in Denver a couple years ago, that, you know, the Patriots, they just, you know, when a team's doing that, when they're playing coverage, when they're only rushing three guys, you got to be able to run the ball down their throats. And that's why I thought we saw a lot of big changes in the running game, getting Gillislee, getting Burkhead. You know, they tried a variety of guys, and they never could really catch hold. And when, you know, you become one-dimensional, as they had to at one point in the second half, it becomes a problem. But it's still, I'm still stunned by all this. I mean, we're talking about a Patriots team that was up 17-7 with the ball in the second quarter, and ended up getting blown out of their own building at the end of the day. And they also had a lead late in the third quarter. I mean, it's just it's very unpatriots-like. And a lot of the stuff that we heard in the locker room after the game from Tom Brady, I thought was pretty telling and, you know, sets off some alarm bells.
Greg, how much do you put into that first fourth and one failure that they had? How big a play was that in the big scheme of things?
I mean, I thought it was big, and I thought it was, you know, it was somewhat telling in that, you know, Josh McDaniels, obviously looking at the film, thought that they were going to be able to go heavy at times, and we saw a lot of Devlin in the game with two backs not even in short yardage, and they thought they were going to be able to push the Chiefs around, and they were not. Every time the Patriots challenged the Chiefs ended up pushing them around and winning the battle. And so, you know, that was concerning. And you know, I don't know if I talked about it with you guys, but I certainly talked about it with Felger and Mass. But, you know, I don't know if you guys have played Brady's comments yet or not, but he talked about the attitude.
We did. We've heard them.
Yeah, I mean, he talked about the attitude and the competitiveness. And I talked about this, you know, about midway through training camp, and I didn't think much of it at the time because, you know, I haven't been around every day in a few years, so I don't know how things go. And plus, the Patriots, you know, they lost this game, but they'll rebound. But, you know, I did at one point in training camp, I thought that training camp lacked intensity, and I didn't think it really picked up to the second training camp practice against the Texans in West Virginia, and, you know, maybe that wasn't enough. But I think what we saw tonight was, especially defensively, I thought what we saw was just a sort of a disjointed team with guys who, you know, whether it's Alan Branch or Dante Hightower, weren't practicing a lot at some points in training camp. You know, Jordan Richards all of a sudden was thrown in a linebacker in the last preseason game. Was that really ready for game action? You know, some of the stuff they were doing with the safeties, you know, had they really repped that up enough to go against a team like this? And you got the feeling that this was almost like extended preseason for the team. And a lot of teams are treating it like this. And so I fully have confidence in this team that they're going to rebound, but this was obviously not a good start.
Yeah, and Greg, there's a lot of new blood on this team this year as well.
Yeah. You know,
guys that are a part of this team that weren't a part of this team in Super Bowl 51, despite that being celebrated tonight. Nate Solder had this comment after the game. He said, "I don't think the average person knows how truly difficult it is to win a game, and maybe this team doesn't know that." Talking about the guys in his locker room not knowing what it takes to win a game in the NFL. I mean, there are some things being said by veteran players on this team after this game tonight that, as you said, you know, sound some of the alarms. Like, what's happening here, and do they all have to get on the same page? And you factor in new blood with losing a fabric guy and a glue guy like Julian Edelman. Not even talking about just what he is as a player and his production, but what he is to the team on the field. I think there's some things that they're going to need to address. I want to ask you one more, Greg. 537 yards of offense tonight for the Kansas City Chiefs. The Patriots' defense was not so great, and obviously the big plays are a big part of that. 75-plus yard touchdowns. And that had never happened before to a Bill Belichick defense in New England. How do they fix that? How do they make some of these adjustments that they couldn't seem to make tonight?
Yeah, I mean, Mark, they're just going to have to go back to the film and rep this stuff and figure out, you know, I think they need to more figure out, all right, who can we count on in what spot? I mean, you know, the McCourty-Gilmore thing, you know, looked like that was Tampa 2 coverage, and that was McCourty paying a little bit too much attention to Kelsey. That's going to happen every once in a while, but, you know, the stuff, I'm pretty concerned with what was going on in the middle of the field with the linebackers and things like that, because it didn't seem really they were that competitive, whether it was Van Noy or whoever was in there, Richards, Harris later in the game. I mean, you know, they
Marsh.
Could figure out a way to get off blocks and make plays, because they were just getting run over at times.
Greg Bedard, you can read his coverage of the Patriots at bostonsportsjournal.com. Greg, as always, thank you.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.